The Martinentoren or St. Martin's Tower proudly stands as the tallest church steeple in the city of Groningen. This 16th century architectural marvel, with its brick spiral staircase and carillon bells, has survived wars and fires, and in more recent years, earthquakes. The quakes have been caused by the extraction of natural gas nearby. The Groningen natural gas field was discovered in 1959 and is the largest in Europe. Years of extraction have caused subsidence, which in turn has led to earthquakes. The quakes have increased since the 1990s. In 2013 alone, there were 133 of them. Thousands of damaged buildings were demolished for safety reasons. As a result, children in several schools needed to have classes elsewhere. Researchers and the authorities say at least 100,000 Groningen residents have suffered damage to their properties over the last 3 decades. A quake even shakes this farm in the village of Middelsten. It's one of the traditional brick buildings dotting the landscape. A Demming Parliamentary Commission report says the government owes the region a debt of honor after decades of putting natural gas profits before people. Longtime Prime Minister Mark Rutte has now pledged 22 billion euros in compensation for victims and to improve the quality of life in the province. And he also apologized for many ruined lives.
We kunnen al het leed uit het verleden niet wegnemen. We kunnen niet terugdraaien.
We stand here cap in hand. We can't take away all the suffering from the past. We can't undo what has gone wrong since gas extraction started. But we are determined to do things differently, working closely with the people here. And that means a commitment of years, an approach for an entire generation.
But quake victim Ger Waring, living in the town of Loppersum, watches Rutte's televised remarks with mixed feelings.
Ik vind dat hij weg moet. Maar ja, dan moet Vuilbrief dus ook weg. Dat is het dilemma.
Of course he has to go. Rutte never listened to us. But then his state secretary for Groningen has to quit too. Let's see what they'll do for us. But I don't think I'll live to see the day that the government solves the issue.
Following its discovery, the natural gas field became central to the country's energy supply. A consortium including energy giants Shell and ExxonMobil extracted gas for decades. Officials say profits have delivered 363 billion euros to the Dutch Treasury since the 1960s. That money helped lay the foundation for the country's generous welfare state, while Shell and Exxon profited to the tune of about 66 billion euros. An unusually strong earthquake in 2018 saw the government promise a rapid end to oil production, which is expected by 2024 at the latest. But local authorities and quake victims say these measures are only a first step in the right direction. A visibly emotional mother, Frauke Postma Doornbos, told a parliamentary inquiry how the earthquakes had impacted her children.
Onze zoons hebben hun puberjaren, hun tienerjaren doorgebracht in een hele.
Our sons had to spend their teenage years in a stressful environment with very stressed parents. Both of them have experienced the mental consequences of these difficulties. Our youngest son became very depressed. We didn't initially realize this. He shut himself off and lived in his own world. And when I saw this later, I thought I'd failed as a mother. I was fighting for this home, but I also had to fight for my child.
The natural gas field is now winding down operations, but victims fear generations will continue to suffer the material and mental consequences caused by the turmoil deep beneath Groningen's land. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Bos in the Netherlands.